The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we've all settled that this is it for Daniel Jones. I was having fun with numbers earlier today. I took Daniel Jones' 69 starts that he made for the New York Giants, and I looked at the numbers. I just wrote it down. And I said, okay, 70 touchdowns, 47 interceptions, a record of 24-44. And I thought to myself, he had so much time to prove himself. You know, it seemed like he had so much more time than other young quarterbacks that you're trying to kind of determine an answer on. So I took the last two young quarterbacks the New York Jets were trying to determine an answer on, Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. And I took their two stints with the Jets, and I combined them. And you ready for what I saw? I think it's interesting.
Tell us.
71 starts from Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold, 69 for Daniel Jones. So they only got two more starts combined than Daniel Jones. The win-loss record, Daniel Jones, 24-44. Darnold and Wilson, 25-46. Basically the exact same record.
It's crazy.
Now, the touchdown interception numbers are very different. Daniel was more successfully through 70 touchdowns, the combination through 68, so almost a wash, but close. The interceptions were way off. Daniel only threw 47. Those two knuckleheads threw 64.
Wow.
But the rest of it, win-loss, opportunity, basically, Jet fans, let me put this in perspective because we got all sorts of fans listening, voyeuristically hearing Giant fans cry. The Daniel Jones era is basically Zach Wilson plus the Sam Darnold era.
Yeah.
It's two different bad quarterback eras, and that's what Giant fans have sat through with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but it's not as if you had an injection of potential hope in the middle.
Right.
That's the difference.
Which we have.
Even though, actually, that's a lie because Daniel Jones actually played well. And you know, there were moments, especially his first year or so, and then he started getting coaching changes and coordinator changes. And
it sounds familiar to Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson.
No, but it was two guys. And then Dave's first year, he was actually really good.
I agree with you. I think the rejuvenation of hope that Jet fans got by drafting a quarterback was when Daniel Jones had his playoff season of 2022.
Exactly right.
That was the rejuvenation because they won games, they made the playoffs, he had the lowest interception percentage. So that was your moment of hope. But basically, that's how long this era has been. It's been two different eras that the Jets sat through. We'll get to your calls now, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. How you been, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Been really well. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, as you guys know, the most important position in all the sports is the quarterback. And over the last 11 years, I think we can all agree that the biggest complaint over the fans has been the quarterback play. Going back to the last 5 years of Eli Manning, which I don't blame Eli for his last 5 years, actually. I think they didn't put enough money into the offense. They put $200 million into the defense the year they went to the playoffs against Green Bay, and that game was blown by Beckham with the off week going to the bowl thing. But going back to Daniel Jones, the 1 year that he played well, he went to the playoffs. So that goes to show you, you're just one quarterback away, guys, turning this franchise around. Now, Houston did it last year. Washington did it this year. So, Giants fans, please have faith. Hang in there. Daniel Jones' era is over, thank God. We give him 6 years. But have faith that we're just one quarterback away from changing this organization. I think we have the right GM. I think we have the right coach. It's just a matter of getting that right quarterback. That's all it takes. And, Kiki, you know that.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, because but so much of it also depends, and I believe that this is the right situation. We were talking about this before our show. when you get, draft a quarterback, the room has to be right. And we're talking this because of what's happening in Chicago right now, where the Bears, Matt Eberflus, fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, and Caleb Williams internally. Like, the players on his team are saying, bench him for Tyson Bagent, who is a second-year player from Shepherd University. They want to bench him for a kid who, I guess, had a little bit of success a year ago, but it's just, it was a bad situation. They had a bad QB coach, they had a bad offensive coordinator, and you had to bring a young rookie quarterback in and expect him to just figure it out. It doesn't work that way. You got to have the right infrastructure around him, like what's happening in Washington with Jaden Daniels. He's got a good head coach, obviously, and Dan Quinn, who's had success in this league, and Cliff Kingsbury, whether he was a good head coach or not, is good with tutoring and mentoring young quarterbacks, as we saw. As we saw with Kyler Murray in Arizona. So we know this.
If you have a bad situation, bad coaches, you can ruin a young quarterback.
Yes,
the Jets do it all the time. But I do have to laugh a little bit at something Sonny said. It's very naive. He said, "Hey, all we gotta do is find a quarterback. That's it."
That's the hard thing.
It's really hard.
That is, it's almost impossible.
There are franchises, I root for one. The Bears are a great example. Uh-huh. They're trying to figure it out. They've gone generations with
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without finding a quarterback.
Yeah.
So when you minimize it to, hey, all we got to do is just do what Houston did. All we got to do is do what Washington did. Do you know how long it takes sometimes to find that guy?
It is. I mean, it's hard, but sometimes you got to get lucky.
Of course. Like
we're watching right now, Lamar Jackson. The Ravens got lucky as hell with Lamar Jackson. Nobody wanted to draft the kid because they thought he wasn't good enough. Meanwhile, two MVPs later and a couple of long postseason runs, even though they're stuck on the Chiefs, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He was drafted at 32.
They got lucky that he was still there, but they also had that about coaching staff to develop him, nurture him, and get the most out of him.
And a veteran there.
Yes.
Who knew his time was over, Joe Flacco, but at least he was there to show him how to be a professional.
Let's go to Gio in Howell, New Jersey. How you doing, Gio?
I'm good, man. But Tiki brings up bad memories because I thought the Giants were going to take Lamar in the second round that year.
Right.
That would have been spectacular.
I did too.
Him, Saquon, and Odell was unbelievable.
I did too. Ozzie Newsome, damn it, walking out the door. Right, do you guys a favor.
Stuck right back in it. And you know what? The Giants are the one team that never sneak back into the first round, so I'm not surprised. But to my point with Daniel Jones, I mean, year six or seven by now, personally, I mean, I heard you guys talking for, you know, about the last half hour about, you know, how the owner's not involved. I think he is involved because, I mean, Eli wasn't his dad drafted Eli. He was around for that one.
Right.
This is John Mara's first quarterback. So I personally think he's got a thing where it's like, hey, this is my guy. I want to see my guy succeed. And he's not. And he's kind of forcing it down. Now,
you know why I don't believe you? I get your theory, but I'll tell you why. Because I'm an evidence guy. I just want to follow the evidence. Tiki knows because he knows these guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody. I'm just following the evidence, even if we come to the same conclusion. I don't believe that good general manager prospects and good coaching prospects like Brian Daboll and Joe Shane coming out of Buffalo are taking a job in which the owner is telling them, you are keeping this quarterback because this is my toy. I think if that conversation happened, they say, no gracias.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Like, we just saw this with Ben Johnson a year ago. Ben Johnson was like, I'm not just taking any job. I'm going to take the right job.
Yep. He probably should have taken the Washington job.
Maybe. Look, he made the determination that that wasn't the right place. Probably
and
wrong.
And by the way, you can't fault them either because it looks like the Detroit Lions are one of the favorites to get to the Super Bowl.
So he's going
to
get another opportunity.
Exactly. He's not going to get an opportunity. He's going to get a chance to win a Super Bowl.
That too. Yeah. Right? So that's pretty cool.
That's even more, I think, relevant.
I just don't see the evidence that when they hired Shane and Dable, they were told, all right, you get this job, but I'm sorry, I've already told you what you're doing at quarterback. We laid out the scenario that year.
It just wasn't good.
There were no good options.
There was nobody good in free agency that year. I think it was Jameis Winston was the biggest, maybe the biggest name there. And he was 30 years old. Marcus Mariota was in that conversation as well. And then the draft was bad. We went through it already.
Right.
After 2022, what were you doing?
And honestly,
you couldn't, because in 2023, the draft in 2023 was top heavy, right? It was CJ Stroud or Bryce Young, and then CJ Stroud. Then the Texans jumped back into three to take Will Anderson.
Then Anthony Richardson
went at four. But I mean, you know how hard it would have been for the Giants to go from where did we draft that year? 19?
No, they were 22 and traded up to 21 for Tate.
So 22 to get to number three?
Here's what.
Are you kidding me? It's not happening.
What ended up happening, and now we have, you know, what's it called when you can look back and it's easy to see? Hindsight.
Yes.
Hindsight tells us that the success of 2022 was the worst thing that could happen to the Giants.
Right. From a quarterback perspective. It was actually great for, I think, culture and Dabes and earn your spot type of mantra.
Yeah, but where's it led?
I mean, it's led to certain things that have actually, I think, benefited the team, right? So, because think about Tyrone Tracy, who I'm just looking at the successes. Micah McFadden, some of these other players who have actually risen to the moment and played really well because they earned it. Tyrone Tracy wasn't supposed to be their starting running
back. But what does that have to do with the success they had in 2022?
Because that's the culture that you have to earn it. Right, just because you're the starter,
right,
doesn't mean that you're guaranteed the job. Like I think Dave's talked about it after the game on Sunday, maybe it was Monday, why Evan Neal finally got a chance to play, and he actually played pretty well.
Yeah, so shockingly,
it's because he earned it. Like he earned it again,
right,
as opposed to just being handed the job, which is I think it's a death knell for young players when you just give them the job without having to fight for it.
No, I completely agree with that. What I'm having a tough time understanding is where the success of 2022
because that was established
in
2022.
Oh, so you're saying that that is continued in these years later?
Absolutely.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.